The Bearers of Glad Tidings
by Imam Anwar al-Awlaqi.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. أولا, in the beginning we ask Allah Azza wa Jal to accept this effort of ours. That's the whole point of being here, is the ajr, the reward, which is even more important than the knowledge that we will learn, is to receive the ajr of being here. And the knowledge is a bonus and a plus, as Allah Azza wa Jal has made it clear to us that everything is a fadl from Him. So everything really is bonuses that are given to us by Allah Azza wa Jal, because He owes us nothing and we owe Him everything. Now, what is the experience of those who follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Allah Azza wa Jal says in Surah At-Tahrim, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا تُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ تَوْبَةً نَصُوحًا عَسَى رَبُّكُمْ أَن يُكَفِّرَ عَنْكُمْ سَيِّئَاتِكُمْ وَيُدْخِلْكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ يَوْمَ لَا يُخْزِي اللَّهُ النَّبِيَّ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَعَهُ نورهم يسعى بين أيديهم وبأيمانهم يقولون ربنا أتمم لنا نورنا واغفر لنا إنك على كل شيء قدير. Allah Azza wa Jal says, O you who believe, turn to Allah with sincere repentance. It may be that your Lord will expiate from you your sins and admit you into gardens under which rivers flow, the day that Allah will not disgrace the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and those who believed with him. If you follow Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you will not be disgraced. If you follow Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you will succeed. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was telling the people from the early days in Mecca, قولوا لا إله إلا الله تفلحوا. Say, there is no God but Allah, and you will be successful. Following Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the ultimate success. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to a people who were illiterate, who were poor. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam turned them from nothing into being everything. The greatest scholars came out of this ummah. The greatest mujahideen came out of this ummah. The greatest shuhada came out of this ummah. The greatest zuhad and ubbad came out of this ummah. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is speaking to the Sahaba radiallahu anhum and said, would you be pleased if you are one quarter of the people of Jannah? They said yes. So the followers of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are one quarter of the Jannah, while the followers of all of the other Sahaba are three-fourths. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, would you be happy if you are one third of the people of Jannah? They said yes. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, would you be happy if you are one half of the people of Jannah? They said yes. He said, in the name of Allah, I ask and I wish that you would be two-thirds of the people of Jannah. كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتُ النَّاسِ. This is the greatest ummah brought forth to mankind. We might go into low points. We might deviate from the straight path at certain times. We might slack. But at the end of the day, this remains to be the greatest ummah that was brought forth to humanity. The followers of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are the chosen nation. So we have to revive that confidence back. And even though we're going through a low point, the bottom of the curve, nevertheless, this ummah has the potential to fall down and then stand up running. This ummah, as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam promised, it will be revived in every qarn, every century, there will be a revival in this ummah. With the other umam, they didn't have that potential, and that's why other prophets had to be sent. But with the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, first of all, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has done his work so well and completed his mission to the extent that there is no need for a prophet to come after him. Number two, this is an ummah that is surrounded with a bracket. It starts by Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and ends with Isa. Ummati kalmatar. This ummah is like rain. The blessing is in the beginning, the blessing is in between, and there's blessing in the end. There's blessing all through. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, by the time he passed away, he he has left behind him no books that he has written. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not author any books. He did not write down 10,000 documents or 10,000 books, but he has carved Qur'an in the hearts of 10,000 men. That was the greatest product of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It was men. It wasn't books. It was men. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam brought up to the Sahaba to the extent that when he left, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not even have to appoint a successor after him. The Sahaba knew how to sort that out. And they learned by just looking at the indications that Abu Bakr was made the Imam, that Abu Bakr was appointed as the Amir over Hajj, that Abu Bakr was the person with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam all the time. They made that choice for themselves and they gave him bay'ah.